Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome to episode 556. Today we're going to review verse 62 of the Parents Tao Te Ching. This is called Be Happy. If you have vast wealth, it will be useless in teaching your children. If you have great power, it will be of no avail in securing their happiness. If you have succeeded admirably in life, it will not help you keep your children safe. Remember that you cannot teach by preaching. Try to live with peace, contentment, love, and compassion. This will be your lecture. This will be your lesson. The happier I have allowed myself to be, the happier my children have become. The more I have become myself, the more they have done the same. This has occurred later in my life. Don't wait. This is a terrific verse, another terrific verse. And as I read it, what I thought of is how our children learn so much more from watching us than they do from the words that we say to them. We are the absolute role model of what our children want to do and what they do not want to do. I've spoken to many parents who said they learned about the kind of parent they wanted to be by wanting to be opposite of the way their parents parented them. Or they learned about the kind of parent they wanted to be by trying to emulate the way their parents treated them. And so we are tremendous role models for our kids in all different ways, not only just to be happy. I have had conversations, especially over this year of 2020 and the pandemic and the social unrest and just all the craziness of this year. I've had many conversations with parents, friends, clients, acquaintances, people who have written to me to ask me questions, people in my Facebook group, my mom's, my Village for Moms community. I've had many conversations with parents who are very concerned about their children's stress level. Yet, as we talk, what gets revealed is the tremendous stress the parents are under. And so they are modeling living filled with stress, and then they're stressed thinking about their kids living filled with stress, but they're only living what they're seeing modeled in front of them. I've had many parents complain to me about the amount of screen time that their kids are engaged in, yet they don't want to put their own phones down. And they're constantly scrolling through social media or playing Candy Crush or sending an email or texting or whatever they're doing. So this verse reminds me of all of that, right? We can't teach by preaching. The way we live is our lecture and our lesson. That's what it says in this verse. The happier I allowed myself to become, the happier my children became. The more I became myself, the more they did the same. And so it's really about embodying that which you wish to teach your children. However you would wish for them to live is the way you should strive to live. Now, I'm not trying to be unrealistic and ridiculous. If you're concerned about your kids being stressed and you're stressed too, it's not like you can just go, okay, well, snap your fingers and you're not going to be stressed anymore. But certainly, you can be inspired by that situation to find productive, useful ways to manage your own stress, to lower your stress, to manage it, to make decisions and changes in your life that reduce or eliminate some of the stressors that you're dealing with, and take action. And if you need to, allow your children to be the inspiration for the changes you need to make in life. If you don't want your children eating junk food all the time, then don't keep buying it and don't indulge in it yourself. Our kids can be our greatest teachers and our greatest motivators. We cannot hope or wish or want for them to do something that we're not willing to live up to ourselves. So that's kind of what this verse says to me. And I wonder if you feel the same or you hear the same message in its words. And of course, if you ever have a comment or feedback or question about this verse, this episode, or any other ones, please feel free to reach out to me, Erin@erin-taylor.com. I always love to hear from my listeners. And if you haven't yet stopped by to leave a review and a rating on iTunes, please do that as well, because that helps other parents to see and find the podcast. So thank you for listening. Thanks for spending these 6 minutes with me. And I hope that you make it a very peaceful, fulfilling day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.